USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators today heard from William Barr, President Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Things seem to go relatively smooth, and Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Barr will not stand in the way of the Mueller probe.
He made it very clear that even he would take a look at any for cause arguments and think it through. So there's no doubt in my mind that he wants to protect the integrity of this investigation. He wants to complete it. He wants to report as much of it to the American people as possible within the law. But there's no question in my mind he's not going to stand in the way of this investigation. He wants it promptly completed and the American people fully informed.
Thousands of furloughed IRS workers are going back to work without pay during the partial government shutdown. The IRS is recalling 46,000 workers to help process tax refunds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
There are no tears at the White House as news that an Iranian missile launch was a failure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Iranian rocket did lift off on Tuesday, but scientists there say it failed to succeed at putting a satellite into orbit in a launch that was previously criticized by the United States as helping the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. The scientists say the satellite failed to reach the necessary speed in the third stage of its launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has alleged that Iran's space program is helping it develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon to the mainland U.S.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River. A flock of geese disabled the engine moments after taking off from LaGuardia. All 155 passengers on the plane did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats on Capitol Hill rejected a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, so we're no closer than we were yesterday to ending the partial government shutdown and also securing our borders, to which Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News, walls do work and we need to do something along our border between the United States and Mexico.
Nancy Pelosi already told the president, if you open up the government, I'm still not going to give you $1 for the border. And again, I'm highly concerned about using that national emergency power and authority, primarily because if he uses it, it'll be challenged in court and we won't get the wall built. And Neil, we do need better barriers. Walls work. They free up CBP agents to be redeployed at the ports of entry so we can try and capture some of the heroin coming to this country. We have to fix these laws. This is a growing problem. It's primarily a problem now of unaccompanied children from Central America and people coming to this country illegally in family units because we incentivize it. It's a growing problem. Just quick quotation of some numbers. In 2012, a little more than 11,000 people came into this country illegally and apprehended as a family unit. Last year, 107,000 people came as a family units. First 3 months of this year, 75,000 people. So Democrats who are minimizing this problem, saying it's not a crisis, it was a humanitarian crisis during the Obama administration in 2014 when 120,000 people came in as UACs and family units. Last year, 145,000 people came in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.